True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.
All right, it's hour number two of the G-Bag Nation. Stay tuned for your chance to win a one-of-a-kind experience and your chance to attend our Ultimate Cowboys Fan Hang presented by Whataburger. Multiple chances throughout the day. It's time now for an audio celebration of Cowboys game day. Here's Wolchuk and Chiafalo with two guys in the booth.
All right, it's the best way to recap a nine-hour game day here on 105.3 The Fan. Thank you to everybody who went through it with us, from pregame with Eric and Brian to halftime and game time, of course, with Brad, Babe, and Christy, and then postgame with Brian and I as well. It's time for a little two guys, one booth.
Sounds great, boys. We start in the pregame show where we have a new award-winning segment where we give out the Meat Church menu.
Yeah.
I love it. Day. I've heard both of them.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Well, yesterday, right as we were about to dole out the award, Brad Sham hopped on with us. Mm-hmm. We figured it was probably a good idea to let him be the arbiter, because why not?
Of course.
He's Brad damn Sham. And it was Cowboys regular season game number 1,000 yesterday, which is kind of crazy
to consider. It's a memorable one.
It was absolutely a memorable one. So we were rattling through, and I thought Sham made a pretty astute point.
I mean, just generally, the brisket Sando is, if it's well done, that is hard to beat.
It is hard to beat.
It's hard to beat.
Yeah. But in a shocking upset, Robert and Carrollton, back-to-back weeks, winning the Meat Church menu of the day.
Yeah.
Because Sham has a big affinity for the versatility of fajitas.
And that did continue in the postgame show.
He gave about a three-minute response on, like, going through the different nominees. There's about four or five of them. And he just broke it down in such a beautiful, eloquent way, and he ended up going with the fajitas despite his love for the brisket Sando. And he didn't even ask, like, brisket Sando. I thought it might throw him off. He was locked in.
He's locked in.
I just love that you got him to say Sando.
Me too. Yeah.
And he's saying it kind of questioning himself at the same time and draws it out. I thought it was maybe the moment of the day.
It's a culinary artist right there. I mean, he designed his own burger, a rodeo goat.
That's true. Yeah. And they had a sushi, like, did you guys see the sushi tower thing that they had in there?
No.
Yesterday?
There's a sushi tower.
No one touched it until me and Fred got there, and I was like, wait, there's...
Of course you guys...
It was like a tuna tower.
Didn't even see that.
It was like a tuna deal.
Where was it? Were they hiding
it? No, it was like right there to the left of the main sushi plate. So
little tower.
Yeah, I don't know if Brad just like threw that in there. Like,
how many plates did you hang in there for? About three?
It was just a good size one load up. Took it back. Had some Babe Laufenberg chicken tenders as well.
Those chicken tendies, underrated.
I know.
I was surprised at how good those were.
Same here, man.
My gosh.
Eric, I was trying to help you out. You know, the gentleman that brings the food in, like, he was kind of trying to watch the game, and I tried to put him in front of me. I said, come here, stand up here. He's like, oh, no, man. I was trying to get him, like, trying to take care of the guy that feeds us. You know what I'm saying?
I appreciate that.
Sweet, sweet man.
Yeah.
All right, let's get to the coin toss here. And, well, if only they were correct with this prediction.
Okay, Russell Wilson has suffered his first defeat of the afternoon. And so the...
Should have started Jackson Dart.
Yeah, Russ is pretty damn good.
Man, wasn't it amazing that right around the time Jackson Dart is coming in for an entire series, Russ is like, hold my beer and watch this.
Yeah.
Yeah. Whoop, whoop, whoop. Ball crazy. In the air.
It fueled him, dude. Crazy.
I think it did. I think he saw the end of his career happening, and he said, you know what? I'm going out guns blazing.
He mentioned that in the post game.
Damn.
That he'd heard a lot of talk.
Need to go out there, earn my spot.
I mean, and that's a regular series, like early in the fourth, right?
Yeah.
That was crazy to debut Jackson Dart in that spot. It worked on one of those Scataboo, wasn't it?
Yeah. I knew Scataboo was going to play more.
He just went right up the gut for about a 40-yard run.
I guess everybody just assumed Dart's going to run the ball. And then the one time he did, he tripped over the 33-yard line.
Yeah.
It's like, man.
We need more of those plays.
That's tough. All right, let's go ahead and get to the next one here. And I have no idea why Bill Belichick's girlfriend got name-dropped, but she did.
I mean, how do you overcome five penalties in a drive?
Well, you throw one 50 yards.
Well, and get penalized on that play.
On that play.
Wow.
Second and eight. They're offside again.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, it's Hudson again.
It's my guy again.
Oh,
bless his heart.
Off at the 55.
Give him a break, David.
Come on.
Help him out.
Isn't there a limit, like Little League? Do we have a mercy rule where you can't call another penalty on the guy?
No, unfortunately, but I just saw a shot of Brian Daboll, and it looks like he's not calling him to the sideline because he's afraid of what he'll do to him if he gets him over there.
I've never seen that before.
It hadn't happened since 2000, according to CBS Sports, a player getting penalized four times in the same drive.
And he did the slap of James Houston.
Yeah. Right in the head.
The slap.
You saw what Guyton did. Like,
did you get an arm bar on Sam Williams, I think?
He was bad, man.
Did you kind of feel like that Houston was going down? He was going to push. He was falling forward. I mean, I'm glad it was with the Cowboys.
It was a little incidental. I don't think he intended to slap him in the back of the head.
I felt like that Houston was stumbling a little bit. He caught him right.
It was a rough start there for James.
Yeah.
And then he got benched.
Yeah, I thought at one point Daboll demanded him out, then he got overruled, and then the next play there was another penalty, and he's like, okay, now we're really taking him out, right?
And he was arguing. He was ticked off they pulled him.
And Bo or whatever was okay.
Yeah. Not bad. He saw tape from Purdue.
Man, I just think getting out of here in these games does crazy stuff to people.
All right, not everybody, I know on our show we're not always paying attention, but this can happen at times too in the game, players, broadcasters. Take it away, Brad.
And there's a marker down, and we may have to call
the snap. Delay a game. Offense number four. 5 yard penalty.
Wow. Did it look like I wasn't watching the clock? Did it look that way to you?
Neither was Dak.
Therein lies the problem. And ladies and gentlemen, here comes the punt team.
That one was an infuriating play. And even going back and watching it, like Dak is changing things at the line of scrimmage, just like. There is clearly a hole here. If you're going for a quarterback sneak, you have an opening. There is a gap. You're going to get this easily. And all your adjustments, they're not moving their defensive line. Just line up and run the damn sneak at the first down. Let's move on with our business.
I think they probably outthought themselves on that
Absolutely.
They were trying to snap that ball with 1 second left is what they were doing. And then we talked about it a little bit. This was a crew that had two of the delay game penalties going in.
Yeah.
I thought they were trying to fake a hard count. Because they went through all their theatrics.
Initially, they were, and they were then. Yeah. It was
fake,
and then get to the line and snap. And they didn't get to the line fast enough to snap it. That's what happened.
Yeah, by the alignment, that defensive line was so wide. I mean, right behind the guard and center, you had it. I mean, easily, you just sneak it, boom, you're going to get the yard. And they did, but unfortunately, delay of game.
Then all of a sudden, Scataboo makes an appearance.
The guy is like tackling a bowling ball rolling downhill now.
Let me just go on the record. I don't want to tackle anybody, but I really don't want to tackle Cam Scataboo when he's got a head of steam.
I mean, he's a physical runner.
I don't want to tackle him when he's sleeping, to be honest with you. Probably still.
I really don't even want to get into that.
And babe will get a little risky on this.
He will, bro.
He had like he was talking about some crack or something and then in the overtime. I mean like a
– Oh. Rear crack.
Like a rear end?
Yeah. Oh,
like
no.
The
he was on the field.
Whose crack was it?
His own.
Oh.
And he was at Texas, and he was talking about
at UTEP, the sweat.
Ice, yeah.
And it was so hot.
And we don't have that?
I know. I asked.
Khaki Kevin Walker.
I think that was an overtime.
That's the gold. We're going to have a conversation.
I know. That was an overtime.
And I called for
Count
it.
Your days.
All right, Kev. I love you, Khaki Kev. You're a mean green. We're gonna workshop this. Don't you worry.
How about those collisions, though, with Scataboo and Donovan Wilson?
Oh, and he just ran over them.
Donovan Wilson usually is on the other side of that.
Right. Yeah. Two guys.
That is the guy. Like him, Derrick Henry, they're on the Mount Rushmore right now of guys you don't want to tackle.
Yeah. It might just be a 1 yard gain for Scataboo, but you're going
to
feel it.
Absolutely. All right, let's get to some of these highlights. And of course, we got to get to the player, Brandon Aubrey, the pride of Plano, Texas. 64 yards. Game on the line. Can you send this into overtime?
64 for the tie. Or it's the last play of the game. Snap, hold, 64. And sweet butter. But don't hurry to re-sign the kicker, whatever you do.
Oh, man.
Pay that man his money. Brad has been big on, and he was throughout the entire broadcast and pregame. He's like, pay the kicker. And he's right. We got to pay the kicker. We're getting everyone done. Tyler Smith, done. Deron Bland, done. Let's go ahead. Get Brandon Aubrey done.
And now we get to the one moment that allowed for the defense to get just a little brief moment of love in the post-game locker room when Donovan Wilson went up for this one.
Snap to Wilson. Looking, no pressure at all. Deep ball down the middle. It's intercepted, for crying out loud, by Donovan Wilson at the Dallas 30. Will wonders never cease.
That ended up being a heck of a catch for your strong safety to make.
It was.
He did high point that thing well.
Yeah.
Sure did. Tracked it. Sure did.
You're right. Probably the worst throw of the day for Russ, but Donovan Wilson made him pay. That's all you can ask. If you're given the opportunity, go make the play, and he did.
Credit to Sam.
Thank goodness he did. And finally, Sam Williams. Yeah. Was not a good game for Sam, but he did get pressure there. Let's go to the game winner here. After Dak Prescott scrambles for 14 slides, lets everybody know about it. Hell yeah. Cha-ching. 46 yards. You got it again, Butter?
Good operation. 46. The kick. Wins the game. Butter. Extra butter. Cowboys win in overtime. 40-37.
What a sigh of relief. I mean, my gosh. I was just, as soon as they punted in overtime, I'm thinking to myself, they're about to lose to the Giants. I did not think this was unfathomable for me. I could not believe this.
I mean, at some point in the fourth quarter, late when Russell Wilson was dropping back to pass, I just assumed it was going for a touchdown. So when that was happening in overtime, I'm like, that's game. I'm like, what? It's incomplete?
What?
I didn't know that was possible.
Oh, thank God. Yeah, it was wild, but there's another edition of Two Guys, One Booth.
Right on, man. We're going to talk a lot about things that went well and things that need to be better here in the G-Bag Nation on a victorious Cowboys Monday. We got CY coming up in just over an hour. I look forward to a Krusty's Corner coming up at 3:40. Brian's looked at the tape already.
Sure have.
One of the interesting things was early on this time, the motion wasn't there. They go more motion in the second half than the first half after going more motion in the first half than the second half against Philadelphia. Mm-hmm. That is a clear blinking light that the motion is an important part. I don't know why you would go away from it. You know, I do they feel like we don't want to run it all the time because the defense is going to get it figured out? Like not running any motion is a changeup. But now two games in, both halves that you favored motion were your most productive halves by far. And, you know, I hope that message is getting home. And then Brian talking about in the first hour, your coverages, you know, did not work nearly as well against Russell Wilson as they did Jalen Hurts.
No, they weren't. And, you know, that's like I say, the difference. And I know that Hurts is a Super Bowl winning quarterback, but his metrics will tell you that he is not a very good passer versus zone coverage. So it makes sense, you know, make him have to read, make him have to see things. And, you know, his guys didn't do a very good job getting open. I'll say this about the motion stuff like this. And Zach, I know you watched the tape too. I feel like they just block better. As crazy as it sounds, the turning point of the Dallas offense was the 33-yard pass play that Dak had to Lamb when they went max protection, and then all of a sudden the offense kind of woke up.
Yeah, I'd agree with that.
Oh yeah, the big over route.
Yeah, yeah. It appeared to me that they really weren't. You know, at one point it was 22-6. Mm-hmm. Plays, you know, run. The Giants would run 22 and you'd run 6. And then they had the ball and ran several more. But to me, it was the fact they were not perfect blocking at all. And there were times, and matter of fact, they had more pressures in the second half against them than they did in the first half. But it was the times when they were clutch plays that they absolutely got the best out of everybody for those particular plays.
And I think the pressures factors, because like in those first few drives, like that first quarter was just like, we're playing scared of this pass rush. We're just trying to get the ball out as quickly as possible, and we're going to throw it like 2 yards.
I felt like he was trying to search for some plays. The waggles, you the stuff that. Like that.
Well, and they're kind of trying to set up this misdirection stuff.
Yeah.
You know, get them flowing one way. So now we've got an opening. And I don't know if they just can't execute it well, but the timing. I think the timing also is very important on those plays, but it just wasn't working.
Very bad. But overall, I think they really did block better. And I know, like I said, it sounds funny, but they threw the ball a lot more. Too.
No, but they had a pocket for Dak to be able to step into, and credit him. Like even some plays,
he made some throws where people under right in his face.
He
throws a ball to the Lamb where it's roughing the passer. Like literally, he gets lifted off his feet as he's letting it fly, and he gets slammed to the ground. And it's a pass to Lamb. It's a big gain, and they tack 15 on. That's what he did. He stood there and made some really big time throws.
Back to back, as good as it gets for Dak Prescott. Cowboys now 1-1. We have Krusty's Corner coming up at 3:40. We'll have the C-Note Cowboys news of the evening.
Black Friday? More like Black Fry-yay. Shop the DSW Black Friday sale and take 30% off almost all the shoes, accessories, and giftable goodies we've got at DSW.com. Plus 30% off just about every regular price item at your DSW store. Score shoes that get you and everyone on your list. And prices that get your budget. So carpe the deal. Head to Designer Shoe Warehouse and get that gift list done. DSW, let us surprise you.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media, and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life, and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Coming up. Welcome back, Nation. Time to hit the C-note here. Cowboys news of the evening. You know, part of it not going right. Yesterday, Kyrie Elam leads the NFL in yards surrendered. Unfortunately, he is who the league thought he was coming out of Buffalo. And even though he was great in offseason workouts and at training camp, he was getting all the picks and the PBUs. Just not happening for him so far two weeks into his Cowboys career. We'll get an update on Revel, Bland, and Carson here in just a second. The C-Note brought to you by Cars for Kids. Donate today, carsforkids.org. It's brought to you by the Frankels. If you've been injured in a car truck wreck, call the Frankels first, 214 or 817-333-3333. There's never an out-of-pocket cost. They only get paid when you win. The Frankels are the go-to car and truck wreck attorneys in Dallas. So was Jerry and on the phone trying to get this Jadeveon Clowney contract done during the game? How'd this all come down?
I think they kind of had an idea that that maybe this was a possibility. They kept recruiting him. I'll circle back with somebody, but I don't know if it was something that I think maybe that he made the decision, maybe they made the decision before the game. I'll have to ask. And then they just told Jerry about it at the end of the game is probably what they did. But I'll circle back and see if I can get that for you.
But interested to see what Clowney can do here. If he's the player that he's been over the last 3 years, it's probably an increase to your run defense. And your run defense, one of the big positives that I guess you got to tip your cap to Eberflus for getting figured out really since about halftime of the Philadelphia game through yesterday. They're doing a pretty dang good job. Okay, how about some Stephen Jones cuts? Here he is on Dak winning 14 in a row and all the success they've had against the Giants. Stephen on KNC earlier today.
You know, you just it's hard to explain. I mean, you get on runs and, you know, they have cold spells. And, you know, I was on the phone with John Mara last week. We serve on the competition committee, and we were actually talking about that. And he said, it's getting to where you're not very pleasant to talk to. I said, well, I understand. We've had a good run here, but, you know, you just never know when those things are going to go the other way on you as well. But, you know, let's go back to Dak. You know, he's obviously, we think, one of the top quarterbacks in the NFL. And, you know, he does a great job of preparation. You know, he does know our division very well. And, you know, he's been very successful within it. And it all starts, if you want to have success in this league, it all starts with winning your division.
Well, number one, you do have to count your blessings that the Giants have completely fallen apart the last 14 years, because if they would have been able to hold the standard that they had with Coughlin and Reese, then you would be in big-time trouble right now with the Eagles, Giants, and Jaden Daniels there in Washington. But I wanted to get your thoughts on him calling Dak one of the best quarterbacks in the NFL. They've said that consistently, but now he's come out with these two games. Where are you putting Dak?
Through the first couple games of the season, he's absolutely been. I mean, I think Pro Football Focus has him graded as the second best passer in the league. I want to say Matthew Stafford is their number one guy right now. But, I mean, he's been don't tell Bob that. But, I mean, he's been absolutely outstanding under pressure. And, I mean, the amount of third down conversions, I think they're second in the league with their third down conversion rate. They have the most first downs by an offense in the league. And then when you just watch the game, he's putting the ball in some pretty impeccable places.
Yes, absolutely.
And the offensive line hasn't been terrible, but they haven't been awesome.
No.
And he had some throws, this seam to Ferguson twice. It's like before he's even done running the route and turning around and looking for the ball, ball's out. Yeah. I mean, he knows where he wants to go. He has dialed. I think Brandon Laurie had some of the numbers through the first 2 weeks. He's third in passing yards, second in passing grade, first in BTTs, Eric.
There you go.
Tied for second in first down throws and second in the league in under pressure.
And then also offensively, like they get down into the red zone and you're confident they're going to score a touchdown.
Yeah.
And that's been huge, because that's been an issue throughout Dak's career, really. I mean, in the Cowboys, when their offense has been bad, it's like red zone success, they're settling for field goals. They have been really good the first 2 weeks of the season, making sure they're getting six.
Completely different game as well when you can run the ball. And that is going to get 100%. their running game a lot more red zone respect. And when Dak's been the best in the red zone, it's been because they've had a running game that could, you know, push it in like they have so far. What, four times? Four rushing touchdowns through two games? Outstanding. More from Stephen Jones here on the topic of the wide receivers running free through the secondary. Here's Stephen on the defensive backfield.
You know, I just feel like we're evolving. You know, we've, you know, played pretty good against the pass, against the Eagles. We gave up the one big play. You know, obviously yesterday was not the same story. And, you know, it never helps to be missing one of your top corners in Bland. And obviously Diggs is coming off a significant injury. So, you know, this is going to evolve. The good news is Bland is going to be coming back. I think Diggs is just going to get better. I think we're getting a guy like Rebel back and Carson. And, you know, I think there's going to be help on the way. In the meantime, we got to continue, to work to get better each week. And, Coach Eberflus has had great defenses throughout his careers in the NFL. He had top 10 defenses in Indy, did a great job in Chicago as the head coach / play caller. And we just have a lot of confidence that we'll certainly get this right. I think the pieces are there. We just got to get everybody rowing in the same direction and make sure we understand philosophically what we're trying to get accomplished. And I really have a lot of confidence that we'll get better.
Steven then needs to ask him, like, listen, we're not doing any favors by some of your personnel that you're using then. If you're going to play all this zone defense, I need to find you a better, strong safety that can play the opposite hash is what I need to do. That's what Steven, if him and Jerry are true and Will are true, you know, they need to look at all possibilities there. Wilson, if you want to play some cover three and put him down in the box and use him, fine. But if you're asking him to play two deep or play single high, that's not his game. They need to look at Thomas. I don't think they need to look at Bell. I think Bell's very similar to what Wilson is.
I would agree.
You know, and maybe our new guy
Childress?
We got from the Chargers. Why am I going brain dead on this?
Bridges.
Bridges was a former safety. He's a safety that he got in the game a little bit, some coverage stuff, ball went to him. He had to make a tackle. Mm-hmm. But he might be a guy that if you're looking for guys, if you're going to play cover two, you need to have guys that have range, they play with their eyes, and they have awareness when routes are near them or coming in their direction, how to adjust and play them. You can't just go out there and think that a guy is all of a sudden going to become a good cover two player like Wilson. I don't know how you watch tape and not see that he has deficiencies in those areas.
You think
Steven needs to ask those questions. Jerry needs to ask those questions. Will McClay, hey, Matt, how do I help you? Do we need to get somebody else in here or take a look at another strong safety?
Under Quinn or under Zim, did you ever have a confidence in this team playing zone defense?
I going into this thing, I didn't think they could play zone at all.
Yeah, you
mentioned that they were better, and I thought so too. They're better equipped for man.
I just think like,
but they had success week one.
You have bigger, longer guys. That's Will's whole thing. He's not. They play with a short guy, you know, with at nickel. You know, they that's what they did. You know, in this game, but they usually have longer, taller kind of guys. And if you're going to play a lot of zone coverage, they don't move as well. Those guys don't. And especially if you're not going to collision guys off the line of scrimmage, then you're not, and you're letting guys have free runs on guys that can't move that well. You got exactly what you saw yesterday.
Diggs had one of his worst games ever, 104 yards, two touchdowns. This is Nick Harris's Twitter, a perfect 158.3 passer rating against him and a 38 coverage grade. Just absolutely abysmal. They got to try something new. Go ahead.
Yeah, well, him and Wilson, and I mean, listen, they all had a hand in it. It just, you could look at Diggs, and I'm not saying.
But you'd be confident if they're going back to man.
I would be a lot more confident.
Especially with Bland.
I'd be a lot more confident if I knew that these guys would walk up and deny free access into routes. Yeah, I would rather die. Don't let me die by free access and guys just running through the secondary. Mm-hmm. That's what the Giants did. Their game plan clearly was like, okay, you're going to play man coverage? You got a guy that can't play off the hash.
Yeah.
You're going to play too deep? You got a 100%. Guy that can't play off the hash.
Yeah, personnel, I think that I agree
with
you.
Look at all the big plays. Look who was on the side to where all the big plays were thrown.
Dono.
Yeah. Yep. Hey, the Giants did a great job of understanding that.
Okay, let me get you some injury updates then on Bland, Revel, and Carson, and when we can expect reinforcements. Here's more, Steve.
Well, you know, the guys who are on the IR have to be there for four weeks. So Revel and Carson will be there for 4 weeks. And, you know, since Revel hadn't had any type of practicing with us because of his injury, you know, he's certainly been in the classroom and takes the mental reps out on the field. But, you know, we expect that, you know, he'll need the full 3 weeks to, you know, get into football type shape, practice and that type of thing. Carson should be a lot more ready to step up and go. And then certainly we hope Bland, you know, probably looking at, depending on how his week goes, probably a long putt for him to make the game against the Bears. But certainly we hope he'll have, you know, a chance. If he doesn't make it this week, hopefully the next week.
Okay, so what I heard there was Revel week 7, Bland maybe versus Green Bay, Carson probably week 5. But I don't know who's going to have a lot of success if you're not getting more pressure. Is it time to, you know, send extra guys like they did second half against Philadelphia? I would say so.
Yeah, they're going to have to figure something out. They tried to bring slot blitz a couple of different times and couldn't get guys home on that. I noticed that. You know, so and the linebackers and stuff, they need to find a linebacker And this is where Overshown kills you right now. This is where the lack of having somebody that can blitz and be a factor attacking the pocket kills you in this game or these games, because you don't have that. And so, unfortunately, we'll see what Clowney does. I am hopeful. I don't know, but I don't know what you're going to get. I just don't know.
Leofau them to try that, to send Maris Leofau. If you're going to blitz a linebacker, I think he's got the skill set to do that, but they haven't given him many snaps. He's got 15 snaps two games.
They were in a situation in the game yesterday where the ball goes over Diggs' head, like in the short, and like Bobby and I were having this discussion, and it's kind of like they were playing cover two, and Maris has got to, you know, maybe Maris makes a bust there. You know, so all of a sudden he's on the field and he busts, and maybe the coaches don't want to play him.
No, 100%, and that's probably why he hasn't been on the field. But if you're blitzing him, the coverage stuff I get.
Sure.
Pressure him. Send him downhill player. At least play to his strengths a little bit, because right now you need to manufacture some pass rush.
They're not getting anything from their edges. They're just not.
All righty, we're going to get something at Pickler Universe coming up on Friday, 35 and Bush, basically right there on the service road, just north of that, the best place to play pickleball. Of course, our friends from Stella Artois are going to have us out. They'll have cold beer samples for you, some NAs. They'll be flowing as well. That's coming up on Friday. The G-Bag Nation should be out and about. Rangers pregame coming up at 6:30 tonight. They're in Houston. Huge series. Where is the Krusty's Corner going today, sir?
Yeah, we've got a lot of these guys we can talk about, good and bad. We'll do that.
Black Friday? More like Black Fri-yay. Shop the DSW Black Friday sale and take 30% off almost all the shoes, accessories, and giftable goodies we've got at DSW.com. Plus 30% off just about every regular price item at your DSW store. Score shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. So carpe the deal. Head to Designer Shoe Warehouse and get that gift list done. DSW, let us surprise you.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
That next.
Thank you very much, Lucius. It's the G-Bag Nation here on 105.3 The Fan LA, back from Vegas, where he watched Crawford beat Canelo. And we look forward to more of that a little later on in the show. Wolchuk's got a daily football fix coming up for you at 4. Then we got CY on deck here from the Rangers. Huge series tonight. Here's Krusty's Corner, brought to you by Reliant Air Conditioning, gimmick-free AC repair and replacement. Brian.
Hey, hey, kids. Your old pal Krusty's going to teach you 5 new words.
You're not wrong about that.
From Dallas, Texas, number 55, Brian Waters.
Love it. Boy, thank you very much. Thank you very much, Eric and Bobby. Appreciate that. Man, God, it sounded so long ago. Senior night, LSU. Whew. All right.
The beer was flowing like wine.
Yeah. After the game, it was. After the game. No, not during the game.
Never during?
Not during the game, no. Not during the
never.
Game.
Never.
That's an upset.
Never. Never during the game.
Never.
Got a question for you guys just to start this thing out, by the way.
What's that?
What's a more successful play in NFL today? Brandon Aubrey kicking field goals or the tush push?
Well, Aubrey one's is legal, not one's cheating. Not. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. We're seeing quickly here the tush push is becoming a total noxious. Mockery of the sport. Yeah.
I can't believe all the owners that voted to keep it. You know, after watching this weekend, how many pushes did they have? 12? They have 12 pushes.
Especially the Chiefs.
I think they ran it 7 times. And it was just obvious basically on every single one of them.
Offsides.
They're offsides and the interior linemen are moving before the ball snapped.
Yeah.
So it's a joke. So
there's
a
false start and an offsides. And the Chiefs were one of the teams that voted for it to stay. So shame on them.
I like what Seattle's doing. Seattle's putting their tight end, like their third tight end in there. He's their push guy. So he's the quarterback on that play.
There you go.
I think we need to talk about that here for the Cowboys. I don't know if they got any tight ends that are physical enough, but maybe that's a good job
maybe
for
Maybe Span Ford, that's a big boy.
Span Ford.
Hey, we should ask Ferguson on Thursday. Hey, you want to? Would you be interested in some tush-push action?
Tush-push. It's funny that, like I say, they look off sides every play.
Every play. The center is a half a yard beyond the ball, it seems.
Yeah. And the officials have no clue how to call that.
Yeah. Isn't that weird?
Yeah, they have no clue.
And then
they'll call it 9 other times, but they won't call it on this one particular play of being in the neutral zone.
We talked about LP, Lattice Leducer.
Yeah.
And Washington that one time called out, okay, he does something with the ball where he moves it right before the snap. And so they ended up, the officials caught it and said, okay, they threw a flag and ended up costing the Cowboys the game. Like, can coaches not go pregame and be like, hey, can you watch the way they're lining up here?
Yeah.
They're offsides. And the officials then go ahead and boom, here's a flag. Because nobody's calling it. And it is bizarre. I don't understand it.
Just amazing how accurate that kicker is, though.
He's the man.
They got to run a play. They're going to run a 3-yard play, basically, so just to get him in field goal range.
But if you're asking which play would I rather have in my toolkit as a coach, I'd have to say the tush push right now.
Because the way you score touchdowns with it?
At third and two, it's automatic. We're going to do this thing twice and have a first down. 4th and 1, we're taking them all. 4th and 2, we're taking a lot of those. Yeah, it's going to keep so many drives alive. They're playing a different game with that thing. They really are.
Yeah. I think that, to me, if you gave me a choice between the two, I think I would take the tush push, too. It just seems like, to me, it's...
Yeah, if you're allowed to cheat, then why not?
Well, the owners, again, voted for it. Had a chance to knock that thing out. They didn't knock it out.
No, for sure. But then when you're a referee and you see what's taking place on the field, it's your job to throw the flag.
Yeah. Zach, if you want to help me on some of this stuff, chime in about some of this... what you guys saw. And everybody chime in with what they saw.
Chime in.
Offensive line. We'll start with them. Where should we start? Offense or defense on this team? Where would you like me to start?
I guess start with the bad and finish with the good.
Kind of feel like I've talked a lot about the bad with the corners and stuff like that. And I don't think it's the corner's fault. I do think the lack of pass rush is pretty evident, though. Here
it is.
Yeah,
and I mean,
and I don't think it's all Mike. I don't think it's all has to do with Micah Parsons. If you have Micah Parsons, you could probably get away with rushing 4.
I'll tell you what I thought. Yes. Solomon Thomas is a good. Ose is a good. Kenny Clark's a good. Was Kenneth Murray Jr. as good as he looked on TV? It'd be a question I'd have for you about this defense.
Yes,
I think definitely a better game.
Yes,
a
much better game with Murray. I'll tell you the problem that they had in him and Jack Sanborn. You talk about coverage and the cover 2 coverage. You remember with Monty Kiffin and Marinelli, Rod Marinelli. Remember how the Buccaneers used to play that what they call that Tampa 2, where they run the Mike linebacker deep and try and take
Derrick Brooks.
Derrick Brooks is in the Hall of Fame for being able to like cover the middle of the field that way. Turn and go.
Get back
to
a safety shot.
Lee could do it for Rod. Yeah. He was capable, but Sanborn doesn't have that ability.
They tried to run this thing twice. Both times with big plays involved.
Sanborn being the guy dropping?
Sanborn dropping one time and Murray being the other guy. Murray got caught up with tight end Johnson and couldn't, you know, he got locked up on him and couldn't get deep. And now the ball's, you know, now the ball's down the middle of the field. That's a problem.
It is.
You know, it just goes back to asking your guys to do things you can't absolutely do. I think it's a real struggle right now for Donovan Ezeraku.
And Flew should know that about Sanborn from last year. He's been with him for three seasons.
You know what? If you feel like that those guys, I guess you have to see it and see it not work, but he ran it twice, and both times it got chunk plays.
If you wanted a box score, you could say yes, but they've stopped the run in this so effectively in this game. Could they get better at what you're talking about and have as good a chance of stopping the run as they've had?
I think I said this earlier, maybe before the season started. Maybe it was on Love of the Star. I wouldn't run the ball against Dallas, if not the way they currently are configured. Not with the way that if you have a lack of pass. The thing that worried me were the corners in this thing. That my biggest concern was everybody's like saying, oh, the run defense. I'm like, you seen how they're playing this? You seen the pass defense a little bit?
Yeah, and Kenny Clark's been fantastic. I mean, he led the team in pressures yesterday. Solomon Thomas, was really good.
The pass defense against the Eagles was just because of Jalen Hurts. It was more on Jalen Hurts not pulling the trigger. That Russell Wilson was willing to throw the ball into whatever coverage you were in. See, to me, I was more worried that they were going to not fix the pass defense, and then you know you get Diggs back and stuff, and it wasn't all Diggs' fault, by the way.
Post game, like some players were talking, and there was a lot of communication errors on the back end.
Yeah,
and it's learning, you know, the new defense. I mean, this one a little more complicated than what Zim was running, according to some players. And you're mixing and matching new personnel. So everyone was not on the same page.
How complicated is to play cover two?
The cover two is not complicated, but I guess some of these guys.
I mean, I'm not just trying to slam you on this thing.
No, I'm not saying it's complicated, but from a player's perspective in that room,
it doesn't.
Might feel that way.
But okay, then this is the thing that bothers me then the most is why Dan Quinn came in here with Dan Quinn, what, a cover three guy, single high stuff. Dan Quinn, you know. Dan Quinn then figured out, it's like, wow, I've got a pass rush. I've got guys that can play man coverage. I don't need to play cover. I just lock up and let's go. You know, Mike Zimmer. Well, you know, I've got some guys that can, you know. Coaches adjust. They adjust to what they're doing. And I think this is the thing that bothers me the absolute most is not knowing your personnel. Not knowing, how could you not know and just, I don't know how you don't study games and watch and see Donovan Wilson is not that type of guy. And I know I'm beating a dead horse about this, but this is the thing that bothers me about coaches at times. You know, we set up our team, we put our team together. We have an idea of like, oh, this guy, we need this guy, we need this guy, we need this guy. And then all of a sudden you do stuff with those guys that they can't do.
Yeah, you got to play to your strengths, especially from a team that says they want to be multiple and versatile. They're not showing that.
They're not showing that at all. I'll say this, though. You talked about the defensive lineman, though. I think Donovan Ezeraku, I think the worst thing that could have happened to him was that Micah Parsons left here. Because now all of a sudden, Fowler, Ezeraku, Sam Williams, all those guys have to step up. And the thing that bothers me about Donovan Ezeraku, I think now he's playing too tall.
Yeah, and he's on the ground way too much.
And his balance is a problem.
It is. He also got some pressure in the fourth quarter, again, like last week.
Yeah.
So I think, you know, Sam Williams made his play in overtime, but Sam Williams was bad. Fowler was not good. This is two straight games. Fowler wasn't good.
Right.
So James Houston's their best pass rusher right now, and he had 12 snaps. And I was asking you pre-show, like, what is it about James Houston? Are they trying to preserve him because he played spring football? Maybe they're worried about him wearing down at the end of the year, but he's a guy that needs to be on the field. He's their best pass rusher. He has been through 2 weeks.
I kind of felt like that this was the week that we were going to see something from Marshawn Nealon, and he was okay.
Yeah.
There was nothing there. See, that bothers me too. Here we are, talked about the Giants offensive line and the tackles and how they have problems at certain spots.
Exactly.
And you don't take advantage of that. You know, you don't.
Frustrating.
You don't win one-on-one matchups against those guys. Now, give them credit, though. Dallas was able to get some stops in the overtime period. But that was really kind of it. Everything else, I mean, you should not give up the amount of chunk plays that they gave up in that football game.
Here's what I'm kind of worried about is you got guys that your team drafted and you want to put out there, but really you should get more Houston. You should get more Solomon Thomas. I think he only had 30 snaps. I'd play him a lot more. I'd play Houston a lot more. And I'm wondering if, hey, we drafted these guys and we got to develop them.
Sure.
There's a big gap between what's capable of veterans on the team and guys you drafted.
Last thing I want to kind of talk about there, I'm finally glad they got George Pickens involved.
Yes. Yeah, that was amazing.
See, George Pickens, this is what you could do with George Pickens. You could run him down the field. He's going to draw pass interference calls. You know, run him on slants. He's going to make big catches. You know, he's running slants with guys on inside leverage on him and still getting inside and making the catch. Give Dak some credit for throwing him the ball too, by the way. But that pass, it's one of the best passes I've ever seen Dak throw. There's that out on right at the pylon. The window on that pass was as small as you can imagine, and he fit that thing right in. And George Pickens, strong hands, body to kind of keep the defender out of way, and then to be able to stay in the end zone.
The crosser late was nasty as well, down on the right.
He is, yeah, that's what I'm saying. You just
play him
on the move. Let him get involved in these games. He is a nightmare for defensive backs to deal with. Maybe even more of a nightmare than what CeeDee Lamb does. George Pickens is a hell of a football player. I'm glad to see they got him involved in this one. He was the reason why you won this football game.
Thank you, Brian.
Thank you.
Krusty's Corner every day at 3:40, brought to you by Reliant Air Conditioning. Maybe we'll have time a little bit later on for more of his notes from the All-22, deeper look on the offense or what it might be. But CY's coming up here in about 25 minutes. We'll talk with the Rangers president of baseball operations. Daily football fix coming up next. Well, Chuck, where are you taking it?
Let's do it. Injury updates, wacky week 2 stats, and is this fan the schmuck of the year? That is next in the Nation.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.